The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Of course, the weather's glorious this weekend. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Annatar the Marker and at Forbes Street Within, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the Dishing It Out podcast. Good morning, Gareth, and congratulations yet again.
Well, thanks, Pat.
Another award.
Yeah, we won the regional for the restaurant awards for best hotel restaurant, which is always a lovely honour to receive, and it's brilliant for me and the team. So
you were in the Dublin region final, and you beat the best?
Yeah, well, I was up there with the best and a lot of friends and colleagues that I've worked with in the past, and so there's always a bit of crack when we beat one another at these things. But yeah, look, it's always nice to pick up accolades, and yeah, it's great. I'm delighted.
Now, your recipes are contemplating the barbecue this weekend.
Do you know, I was earlier in the week, I said to myself, I'll do some desserts this weekend because I hadn't. And then, all anybody is talking about is the heat wave, is what it's been referred to. So I said, I'd do a few more barbecue recipes. And as you know well, I really love barbecuing. So I'm going to start off with a real classic barbecue recipe, and it's barbecue pork ribs with a maple, spiced maple glaze. So these are the baby back ribs or the rack of ribs. So if you're in the butchers today, the only thing with this is they take about 4 or 5 hours to make. So this could be one that you get ready today and eat tomorrow. So you need 2 racks of ribs, or as many as you want. The spice rub, so it's a dry spice rub, and it's 2 tablespoons of smoked paprika, 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of salt, a tablespoon of black pepper, and 1/2 teaspoon of cayenne, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin. You mix all that together in a bowl. Lay 2 big pieces of tin foil on your countertop or your table. Put the racks of ribs on top of that, and then use all of that spice rub and cover all the ribs. So the ribs will be a little bit wet, if you like, and that'll stick to them. Then you just wrap it up really well in tin foil. And if you have a smoker or a barbecue that you can run on smoke, or even a gas barbecue that you can put really low, you just put your ribs onto the barbecue for about 3 or 4 hours until they get really tender. If you don't have a smoker or able to do that, pop them into the oven at 140 degrees. What we're trying to do is basically steam the ribs in the tin foil to get them nice and tender. Okay. After that, we need to make the glaze. So that's 3 tablespoons of maple syrup, 3 tablespoons of barbecue sauce, 3 tablespoons of whiskey, and 3 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce and 100 grams of butter. All of that goes into a pot onto the stove on a really low temperature and just hit it with a whisk. And the butter is in there, just makes it go as nice and shiny and glossy. Take your ribs out of tin foil, brush them really, really well with the barbecue sauce, and then they go onto a medium to low barbecue to cook them again. And as they're cooking, you just use a pastry brush and keep feeding them with that barbecue sauce, and you end up with these wonderful Louisiana style sticky, slightly salty, caramelised barbecue ribs. Absolute winner for the barbecue.
Absolute winner. Okay, you want to do a chicken kebab.
Yeah, so again, this is probably something that if you are barbecuing tonight, and this can all be made today, ready to go. So for the kebabs, you need 4 chicken breasts or chicken thigh if you wish. Some peppers that you're going to dice, a couple of peppers, a couple of red onions, and then again, a little bit of a marinade, two teaspoons of smoked paprika, cumin, coriander, and some fresh chopped coriander and mint, all into a bowl with the chicken and the vegetables. Give them a good drizzle of olive oil, good season with salt and pepper as well. And then you just take some skewers. I like to soak my skewers for an hour if they're wooden.
So they won't go on fire.
They won't go on fire when they go on the barbecue. And then you skewer them up, so it's a pepper, bit of chicken, a bit of onion, and follow that process until they're all skewered up. And then you just want your barbecue on a medium type of a temperature. Brush your barbecue, like I told you last week, get a lemon into a little bit of oil, give it a good wash, and then you're just going to cook your chicken skewers on the barbecue till they're cooked through. Little tip when you're cooking chicken on a barbecue, have your oven on a medium temperature, and if you feel the chicken is taking on too much temperature, too much colour, don't be afraid to finish the chicken off in your oven. Another little handy tip is if you get a clean spray bottle, if you put some water and a touch of vinegar into that bottle, if you feel the chicken is taking on too much colour, just give it a little spray with the water and the vinegar, and that'll drop the temperature in the meat. Yeah, exactly.
Now, you want to serve this with the garlic mayo.
Yeah, garlic mayo, classic compliment for a kebab. Normally we have them late at night when you're queuing up after you've had a couple of beverages. But it's 100 mils of creme fraiche, 2 tablespoons of mayonnaise, clove of garlic that you grate on a microplane or even chop it really finely, some lemon juice, salt and pepper to taste, which is perfect. Next one that I think is really worth giving a try is to make your own flatbreads. Of course you could buy them, but they're the easiest thing in the world to make. 300 grams of plain flour into a bowl with 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder. Then 250 grams of natural yogurt. And I like to put a little bit of curry powder in there as well. Mix it all together. It'll form a dough. And then if you roll that dough out into like a sausage shape, and you can cut that into 8 or 10 balls, and then you just get a rolling pin, dust your table with a little bit of flour and roll them out till they're about the size of a small side plate. Brush them in a little bit of butter, pop them onto the grill and grill them, and I promise you it's just like you're in a Turkish kebab shop.
Now the couple of salads you recommend, one is a straightforward tomato salad and the other for people who like Caesar, and I like Caesar.
Yeah,
Caesar.
I love a Caesar salad too. I'll give you the tomato salad first because that's really easy, and I think everybody should make this salad when you're doing a barbecue because it's easy. Punnet cherry tomatoes, red onion that's very finely sliced, some fresh mint leaves that you're going to pick and chop, the juice of a lime and some extra virgin olive oil, and then salt and pepper. When you think you have enough salt in there, put a little bit more in. A tomato salad, to me, has to be well seasoned. Mix it all together, serve it on the side. It's an absolute winner. But really, I think a real classic salad to serve at this time of year is a Caesar salad. I'm giving you a dressing without anchovies, so before the whole world tells me that Caesar dressing has anchovies, I know, but I'm just giving it to you without. For the salad part, you need 2 heads of baby gem. Just cut the end off, break them up, give them a good wash in some iced water. Physically take some ice out of your freezer, put it into a bowl, drop the leaves in. That method is called shocking the leaves, and it makes them a little bit more crisp. Get rid of the ice and the water, spin them in a lettuce spinner. 6 slices of streaky bacon that I want you to cut into little lardons. Some sourdough bread that you're going to cut into squares onto a tray with a clove of garlic, a little bit of olive oil, and then we need 4 eggs and some Parmesan cheese. So for the dressing, you need 2 tablespoons of mayo, 2 tablespoons of creme fraiche, juice of a lime, 1/2 clove of garlic, salt and a good twist of pepper and a splash of olive oil. If you wish, chop a couple of anchovies and put them in if you like anchovies. And then just, it's time to build the salad. So the leaves into the bowl, in with those croutons, in with the crispy bacon, plenty of that dressing. And I love to have a poached egg on top of a Caesar salad. To poach an egg couldn't be easier. The largest pot you own, fill it up until it's just full and it's on a gentle simmer, little bit of vinegar, crack your egg into the centre. As it falls down, it gets that wonderful teardrop shape. And then take them out, serve it on top of your Caesar. Absolute winner.
Brilliant. Absolutely. Sounds absolutely delicious for the weekend if you're contemplating barbecuing, as many are. You're running another wine dinner.
That's right, Pat. On the 11th of June, and this one will sell out quick. It does every year. It's our champagne wine dinner this year in the Champagne House's Ayala. So it's a real treat. We'll pour 5 different champagnes. We'll start on the rooftop. And then I'm cooking tuna, I'm doing lobster and beef dish, I'm doing scallops, and then we're going to finish it off with the first of the Irish cherries. So jump onto my Instagram and you'll see the booking link along with these recipes.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker award winning chef.
Thanks,
thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Timber Living Log Cabins.